excludes or exempts any feed products from being considered GMO when it comes to the meat or dairy products or other things that are coming from the animals that may have consumed GMO products. That's a key important provision for the cotton industry and specifically the cottonseed sector, given so much of our cottonseed goes into dairy cattle feed, so that that feed does not have to be considered GMO when it comes to whether or not the milk and other products from the dairy would have to be labeled as containing GMO. The other important issue for cotton is when it comes to cottonseed oil and the various food products and where that is used as an ingredient or as a cooking oil. It's important that we get this in place as it relates to both cottonseed that's used as feed as well as cottonseed oil itself.
Now, if the Senate does approve the bill, the next step would be reaching compromise between the House and Senate versions so this legislation can be enacted into law as soon as possible. Randall Wiseman, Southeast AgNet.